The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its
Eagle staff. FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
It's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipura nenge ne wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida. Ashike kapeno nweko tite okoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo. Ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Konongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okupitira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nuneudo, otukwetira o special ange tashake ngejefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ujendi fenawa, nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge fata fanona, Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora esatu imwe bali heali, nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile konderewa, nora hetatu natu, bali o hetatu matatu, oma felane Eagle FM, the eye.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, we are talk doing the mostest. And welcome to Pulling Heartstrings. And we are diving into the world of talk therapy. So we're going to talk our way through it. And it's going to be wonderful. And it's going to be an amazing day, evening. And it's going to be wow. It's just going to be wow, 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 wow. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So, we're talking about mood swings today. And we're talking about what it is. We're talking about, how do you know? We're talking about what causes them. And the reason that I'm talking about this is because there is this thing of, in Oshiwambo, they say that it is okutumba. You know, she's just grumpy or she's just whatever. She just wakes up in different moods. She's like Swakopmund and Walvis Bay in every single season in one day. And I was thinking about it. And, when we hear about it, in most cases, we always just associate it to, like, yeah, the person is just like that. And the person is, it's basically their characteristics and their nature. And this is me now. This is how far I'm going. This is what I do. And everybody seems to just pick up the pace and just pick up the pieces and then just continue with their lives and just accept that person the way they are, especially if the person is, a member of your family. You tend to get used to it. But is it bad behavior or is it something that we are condoning? Should we be reprimanding mood swings? Should we reprimanding Oshinyenyu Okutumba? Should we reprimand it or should we just accept people for who they are? Now, the thing is that I know that we don't accept anybody for who they are because if we did, we wouldn't want to be changing all the people we want to be changing. So I know that acceptance of other people is difficult and it is non-existent. We try our best, but most of us fail at it because how can you just be a bad person? Or how can you just be mischievous? Or how can you just be dubious? Or how can you just be a criminal? Or how can you just, you know? And I had a cousin of mine, or I have a cousin of mine. She's not dead. She's still here on earth. I have a cousin of mine that just wakes up in whatever mood. So she might be extremely happy and then she might be not happy, or she might be just in between, or she might just not feel like talking to you today, or she might not feel like talking to anyone today, or she might feel like today she wants to be talking to everybody. She just has different weathers, you know, and it's, and with some people, she goes a bit far, especially with elders. Now, with elders, there are some elders that just accept it, and then there are the African elders, né, that don't accept such things. You're not going to be playing funny things in my house, you know. You can't be telling me that you just don't want to talk about it. You just don't, you just don't want to talk to me today. You can't be saying you don't want to talk to me in my house. Then you must go and build your own house so that you can be talking to nobody in your own house. But here you must greet parents. You must do this. You must reply when they are talking to you. You must not walk away, you know. And she was all this. She was extremely difficult, to a point where all of us in the household were basically just stepping away from her. The day that she wants to be happy and all of that, we're like, yeah, nah, we're not doing that. We're not going to be happy just because you are a little happy today. Because you have shown most that it's not permanent here with you. Because even if somebody did nothing to you, you just wake up like this and you are just displaying this. And right now, I still don't feel that we did anything wrong by taking it up in that way, because we also did suggest therapy. We did suggest everything that you could possibly do to get this person help. And this person didn't believe that they had a problem. They believe that this is who they are. So I was like, okay, cool, fine, whatever. We are not going to play like this. We're not going to subat. We're not going to peg. We're not going to run behind you. We're not going to force you to interact with a family that you don't want to interact with. So we are going to let you be. And this is exactly how we played it off, right? Most of us, we just kind of just let her have whatever brief moments she was having, and then when she comes back, nobody's accommodating her, nobody's taking her in terms of now she wants to start a conversation. And then also I had another cousin of mine, and this particular cousin was at least later on diagnosed with bipolar. And with her, it was happiness. So she had extreme highs. So she did the way they explained her bipolar is that her bipolar doesn't have lows. So I don't know now. I don't know what doctor diagnosed this one, because, you know, it's in the name. But okay, I know her bipolar doesn't have a low. It is just constant, like she has manic episodes and then she's fine, and manic episodes and then she's fine. Now in the manic episodes, it's, you know, it's tremendous laughter, it's happiness, you know. And you enjoy her company because she is fun, and she's chatty, and she's intellectual, and she's just a gorgeous human being. And it was, I think that I found great offense, right, in her claim one day when she said, she didn't say it particularly to me, but she said it to the general public, and I was in the general public as well, that she was not happy. She was not happy to see you. She was just manic. So that was one of those, like, yo. So every single time that you said that you're happy to see me, did that mean that you were just manic and you were just going through something? Or host it, you know? And I found it weird and odd, but all in all, she's one of the few people that if I see, I kind of avoid, because I don't how can I say this? I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of her anymore. So she's one of those people that I would eat. Like, she says bad things and then she laughs it off. Or she says something mean and then she pretends she didn't say it. Or she says something mean and then she'll over-explain it to make it, to dilute what she actually says. By the end of her explaining it, it doesn't even mean the same thing as what she said. And I didn't like that because I saw that as manipulative tendencies. And I saw that as trying to gaslight me into believing that this that I heard you say is not what you said. And even if it is what you said, it is not what you meant, because in its entirety, it is not what I think it is. Even though I can see it is exactly what I think it is, and it is exactly how I heard it, and it is exactly the same tone and the direction. So I opted to just back away, and I'm one of those few people that have really honestly just backed away from certain people. And when I say backed away, I mean cold turkey straight up. I'm out. I'm out. I'm out. I'm out. I see you in the street. I walk the other side. I see you struggling in the rain. I drive past. I see you getting killed. I walk away. I see you walking into a dark bush. I walk away. And I'm one of those people, when I decide that you're dead to me, you really honestly are dead to me. It's over. I'm like that. It's really just over. It's done. It's finito. It's kaput. It's kaput and zoski. It is a wrap. So I'm like that. So this is how I handle, some people. But it doesn't always go down like that, especially when you guys are family. And then there are family events, there are funerals, and there are weddings and stuff like that. So you guys have to sit at some point. And this sitting, I try to minimize my contact as much as possible, or say as little as humanly possible, so that I don't get into a conversation with you of any sort. And even no matter how interesting your conversation is, the fact that you're spearheading it or spearleading it, I'm not participating. I'm like, nah. I don't want to participate in that because it might turn around. So, ladies and gentlemen, the question for tonight is, do you know anybody that has mood swings? Do you know anybody that just, you don't know, they change like the weather? The number in studio is 083-288-401. That is the number in studio, 083-288-401, in case you would like to call in case you would like to participate. And also, we have a question. We have a question.
USAF's shelves are stocked with fresh produce, pantry staples, and more. All at prices you can afford. Pay only $134.99 for selected Lovis premium disposable nappies, $54.99 for 2 kilos Surf hand washing powder, 750 milliliters Polar Grip dishwashing liquid, $14.99, and 400 milliliters Dawn hand and body cream, $29.99. You save, I save, we all save at You Save.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
The eye. So we're talking about mood swings today. And the reason that I'm talking about mood swings is that I feel like Te Awambo, we ethera people a lot, or people ethera other people a lot. We allow people to just basically do whatever they want, whenever they want, with our emotions, with our time, with our resources, with us, right? In the name of something having a name. Now, it's nice to know that culturally, or Pashiwambo, we also have a name for mood swings, right? It's nice to know, because sometimes some conversations are difficult to have if you guys don't have a name for it in vernacular, you know, like gay, eshenge, you know, it's nice to know that it was there in vernacular, because I don't believe that we as vernacularists would challenge things that we didn't know already. So what are mood swings? Let's just start with the Oxford Dictionary of what a mood swing is. A mood swing is, mood swings are rapid, unpredictable shifts in emotions that can range from normal fluctuations to severe episodes of sadness or euphoria. While occasional mood swings are a normal part of life, frequent, intense, or depressive frequent, intense, and disruptive changes may signal an underlined issue, such as a hormonal shift, stress, lack of sleep, medication side effects, or a mental health condition like depression or bipolar. If mood swings negatively impact your daily life, you should consult a healthcare practitioner to determine the cause and discuss potential treatments. So let's go to why some people get, let's just go to what is it. So it is rapid, unpredictable shifts in your mood that can range from normal, fluctuated to severe episodes of sadness and euphoria, right? So that's what it is. It's an unpredictable shift within your emotions. So an unpredictable shift is something that cannot be determined. So if somebody dies, right, and you are crying, that is predictable. It's predictable because of the circumstances around you. But let's say we are doing absolutely nothing and nothing is going on, and then you just decide to get outraged, like angry, to the extent where, like, you know, last number angry, like 0 to 100 real quick, that last number, you get that last number kind of angry. Now that one is like, whoa. But then there's also, after that anger, you have this deep happiness. Like, yo, no. Then we're looking at you like, wait a minute. Wasn't she just angry 5 minutes ago? Yeah, she was angry 5 minutes ago. Then she's happy now. What happened, you know? And if it starts ruining your life. So now imagine that this is you. At the office, you are known for having 10 moods a day. Like, you're happy, you're sad, you're angry, you're in between, you're euphoric, you are outjoyed, you are outraged, you are depressed, you are sad, you are all these emotions. And everybody knows you for just fluctuating between emotions. You just bounce from one emotion to another without just cause, or without justification. Now, justification should be a trigger. it should be something that that pushes you towards feeling like that. So, for example, somebody calls you with some bad news and then they tell you that who passed away. That is grounds, right? Grounds for you to be sad, grounds for you to cry, grounds for you to feel like life is unfair. Those are grounds. But you just sitting there, or even let's just say maybe you think about something that made you extremely sad and then you feel down. Feeling down and extreme sadness are two different things. Feeling down, that is absolutely a acceptable or justifiable behavior because you feel bad because of something that has happened or you feel bad about the past and you were triggered. That is absolutely okay. Now, with the trigger, the triggers are also something that I believe that many of us should look at because we come from such traumatic experiences and we don't really recognize the severity of it up until something catastrophic happens and then you are like, wait a minute, maybe there's something wrong with me. But for the most part, most of us just go through life undiagnosed with anything and maybe we don't have anything. We will never know, right? And we just think that the way we are is absolutely normal. And we just get accustomed to it. And you'll find some people that are genuinely upset about the fact that this is who they are. Upset about the fact that this is what they are. Now, with these types of people, right, we say that it is better for us to, if it is starting to ruin your life, and how it could ruin your life is maybe your performance at work or your attitude towards other people or even just ruining your friendships. Because I don't think that I want to be a friend with somebody that I can't determine where they are at. Like, are we sad? Are we not sad? Are we happy? Are we not happy? Where are we? I don't think that I can only be a friend to somebody that knows exactly what they're going through. But if they don't know what they're going through, I would look at it like, especially if it's offending things, like I come to your house and I heard you laughing the whole time as I'm walking from the gate to the house. And then when I come into the house, you have a frown on. I would think that it is very deliberate because we are narcissists. We are all narcissists to some degree. So I would think that it is deliberate. I would think that it is an act that you're putting on for me specifically to hurt my feelings. I would take great offense in it. I found you laughing and then all of a sudden you don't want to laugh anymore. And then when I'm talking to you, you're like, you know, like, no, not here. So I would take great offense in it. And that's why we say that when it is ruining your life, and that is now where you can see, where your mood is somewhere touching base. Because if you are a moody person and you've got mood swings left, right, and center, and nobody complains about it, nobody talks about it, because life is a long thing, right? And at the end of the day, somewhere, somehow, somebody in your life must have said something about it. And if nobody has said anything about it, then it might not be ruining your life. If you don't feel anything about it, then it might not be ruining your life. Maybe, just maybe, you calling anybody is not in your cards, right? But we do notice when things go bad for us, like people just pulling away. So now you've got four friends and these four friends would rather hang out with each other without you than hang out with you and them. Then that means you are the problem. That means nobody wants to hang out with you. And maybe it's because of the mood swings, because it's difficult, you know, to navigate yourself around somebody that is unpredictable when it comes to mood, because you don't know what to say, when to say, what to say, and you don't know what would offend this person, or you don't know what would bring this person gladness. You don't know, and not knowing, that one is the one that is going to drive you almost insane, because how. So there are particular people. I think that if we paid attention to mental health more, If we took everything a little bit more serious, then we could have a lot of patience amongst us. I believe that the world is made up of 98% bipolar people. It's just that most of us are walking around undiagnosed. It's that most of us are maybe the smaller bipolar that is just before 1 and 2. Maybe as we're just here, borderline, almost there. We're the kind of almost there people. And I think that if the shoe fits, wear it. If it doesn't, it's okay. Don't be so sensitive about it. Don't be too matriarchy about it. Like, but why is matriarch saying this? I'm saying it because I noticed it. I noticed it in my family members. I noticed it in a lot of people. Because how? And also, one of the trauma responses that I'm reading up on is mood swings as well. We have mood swings when we have a trauma responses, because now we go through phases within our emotions, right? That we can't regulate, because sometimes within traumatic experiences, we lose the ability to control, or regulate our emotions. And that is why even when the dust has settled, sometimes you're just mad, and sometimes you're just happy, and then sometimes you're just scared, and then sometimes you're just in a panic. Sometimes you have anxiety, like mad anxiety, and it is what it is. But as long as we can figure out where it came from, how it came about, and how we can fix it, or if it doesn't need fixing, maybe we can just ride with it, right? Then maybe we can have a better life. So what are mood swings? And in depth now, mood swings are sudden and sometimes inexplicable changes in how you feel emotionally. You might feel irritable, sad, or angry one moment and happy or fine the next moment. So that is not 100%. We're supposed to go through phases, or we're supposed to go through levels of our day or our lives, where we are at work, we're happy, you know, and you know, somebody calls and texts us and says something bad, then we are angry. But it's not that you are sitting in absolute bliss and there's just peace, and then you just decide that you're gonna get angry right now, you're gonna get sad. But also, I think that the one sign that I have seen in many of us is irritability. Many of us are so irritated. We are irritated about everything. You know, we are irritated about the sounds outside. We're irritated about the lady blowing her nose outside. Like, I'm one person that cannot handle Omanino. I can't. I cannot see Omanino. I cannot hear you. I can't. It grosses me out tremendously. So, yeah. So if that person is doing that outside, you can't just find me sitting there and then I'm annoyed, and then you think that, matriarch is having mood swings. It might be an underlined, mental condition. No, I'm annoyed because the lady outside is annoying me.
Onda karhandu yako parateza morwe data. Paife ohandimo kuyadi. Nondaka ne data no shoyo outungaraka vahupi. O network imwe, o kufuta rumwe, o kuinyenga rumwe, o kujapa ndali, fio papa ndauka. O ndapumbwa o network oyo, hai dira ya fange. O mafikwa amwe, o handi streaming, o mafikwa amwe, o handi popi, o mafikwa amwe, o handi ningaishe, po shikanto shimwe. Pamwe na parateza, o inda horora, ame haishi pangere, osho pa umwene. Dira, oma kwa tafanoni data, mom karo wiri, mwana parika okutuma koutumaraka, oku streaminga, no kudenga pamwe na parates. Konga, parates, Namibia.
Always prepare. At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Today is a Thursday and we are doing what we're doing like we're doing it for TV, for radio. Okay, so what can cause mood swings, right? One, hormonal changes. So what are hormonal changes? Is when you're changing, when there are changes inside your hormones, when your hormones are changing, sometimes you have a little bit of something that is too much and then a little bit less of something that is not supposed to be less, and then it affects your mood. Your body is a computer and it all works together. Especially common in women due to menstruation or pregnancy. So sometimes, right, when you are menstruating, your hormones, they fluctuate, and then you are also irritable, you are angry, you are happy, you're sad. I don't really know about happy when it comes to menstruation, but okay. So that is something that happens. That is one cause of mood swings. You know, it is menstruation and pregnancy. So now with pregnancy, I think we all understand. Or she just hates her partner all of a sudden. When she's pregnant, or she doesn't like his fingers, or she wants him to shave a beard like Hitler, you know, like she's just feeling that Nazi vibe, you know, like it's all good. Yeah, to each their own. She just wants a watermelon that is fried, and she wants boiled, fried water, and you know, she wants all these things. Those are cravings, but then if you don't get them, then it's a mood, then it's a what, and I can keep up the mood for as long as I need to. So sometimes, right? The hormonal, the mood swings that we see in people could be that they are menstruating or they are pregnant. So the next one is stress and lack of sleep. Both can significantly affect your mood and emotional stability. So deprived of sleep, and you're cranky, you're irritable, you are just not 100%. It is most probably because you have not been sleeping. Sufficient sleep is important. We need to sleep as many hours as we possibly can. Now, I know a fellow that can sleep for 2 hours and he's going to be in tip-top shape tomorrow, and that's going to be great. It's like he takes a power nap and that power nap is like an 8 hour sleep, and I'm like, I'm so jealous, because I can go to sleep for 8 hours and I can still wake up tired. And that is was now not a good sign. That is like a sign of there's something else is happening there. You might be ill, you might be facing something, whatever. But I envy those that can go to bed and wake up as if I woke up like this. I woke up like this. Flawless. You're like, wow. Wow. Have you ever slept for like 10 hours straight and woke up feeling rejuvenated and better? And somebody says that you look tired. You're like, what? I just had 10 hours of sleep, like straight. And then somebody says, ah, you look so tired. Like, you look like you've seen better days. I'm like, how? Is it really? Like, okay. I have a cousin of mine that's addicted to the gym. I thought of her right now. I thought of her right now, and, she's addicted to the gym in such a way that it's bad. It's bad. She's, you know, she worked out and then she got the banging body that she wanted. And then she worked out. She worked the banging body out, you know, and then it just became like just spacious, if I must say. And she's at that point where she goes to the gym like 5 times a day, 6 times a day. And I like, yo. There's nothing to gym, but she's gymming, and it is now it's straight up an addiction. And I think she doesn't get enough sleep. Or I think that the stresses that took her to the gym, like they faded away, and then she just liked the dopamine hit that she was getting from exercising. And also stress can also cause mood swings as well. Because I mean, if you are under a lot of pressure and you're stressed out and somebody comes and says something, it's easy for you to snap. It's easy for you to not really apply logic. It's easy for you to just, go out of your way. Like, neman, eh? Like, I think that with me, because I spend so much time with my family, I think that 90% of the time, I'm really honestly stressed. I'm stressed about everything. I'm stressed about being an adult, right? And also, I tend to roll my eyes a lot. I try to not answer the people, my relatives, my family. I try to not answer them. And I've picked up this habit of saying I have an answer. So when you ask me something that I was going to answer you in nonsense, I was going to answer you nonsensically, fully. I always say, I have an answer for that. I really do have an answer for that. And that's what I say when I don't want to say something mean, but you know that I was thinking something mean, or I want you to know that I was thinking something mean. So most of the time I just say I have an answer, but with the kids, I try to answer and I try to speak, but I roll my eyes a lot and I'm in between happy sometimes and irritable. My irritability levels are so high. They are so high that even I don't know what was so irritating about it. I find myself talking myself down a ledge, you know. I find myself talking myself down a lot because I can't. If I let my mouth run wild, I'm going to hurt my family. I'm going to hurt my little people. So I try not to do that. But I think that it's nice that we're talking about it because then I can identify with you. Woo, more Swiss. Mood swings. So what else can cause mood swings? Number three, it is diet and lifestyle. Missing meals, excessive caffeine or alcohol consumption can trigger shifts. Now, what you mean trigger shifts? It means that it can cause you to be having mood swings. It can cause something to shift within you that is not in alignment. And then it might cause irritability. It might cause anger. It might cause, sudden outbursts of joy. And the reason many of us don't actually associate, we don't associate mood swings to anything bad is because when somebody bursts out with a lot of energy and they are happy and they are in one spirit and beautiful, wonderful, we don't ever question the happy guy. That's why so many people commit suicide and we all come back and say that, but they were the happiest. They were the life of the party because we never, ever, ever question happiness. We don't question joy. We don't question excessive joy. We don't question excessive happiness. We don't question, sudden happiness either. Because you find that, somebody that is extremely happy today and does everything that they needed to today and greets everybody and is the most loving person and is the most talkative person and is the class clown and everything. That person goes and commits suicide tomorrow. And we're thinking, what happened? Well, the whole day was a sign, but we didn't see it because we like happy things. We don't like to rock the boat. We don't like to ruffle feathers. We don't like to make the cookie crumble. We like it when everybody's happy, right? But we never question happiness. We don't question happiness. And now that I think of it, you know, I wrote it down and I was like, yeah, okay. Sudden outbursts of joy, you know, or joyous outbursts. And I realized that in many cases, we don't question joy. So when the matriarch is coming here every day and the matriarch is extremely happy, I get that a lot when I go live, right? And I think I'm going to go live one of these days. I get it a lot when I go live and I'm speaking in a normal tone. Because nothing was made me happy, you know. Sometimes I come to work happy and then we just run with it. And sometimes I'm just a normal person. People often say, like, waste the normal energy, you know, waste the normal happiness, waste the normal what. And for me, I'm like, okay, I get that maybe today I'm not particularly happy like that because there's nothing funny. Because I'm most happy when something is funny, right? I'm happy when something is being presented on the dish for me and I can now devour it and be happy in it. But am I just supposed to be this happy-go-lucky somebody that is just, Dun 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 dun. I was not supposed to be that person all the time. It's only when something is presented and I can be happy about it and I can be go lucky about it and I can you know share in the joy. But it's not that I'm like just an upbeat person. No, I'm just an ordinary girl. I'm just an ordinary somebody. I'm actually a very quiet person. If you find me in my true element. I only speak when I have something to say. But apart from that, if I have nothing to say, I'm absolutely quiet. And I actually enjoy my own company. And I'm one of those solitude kind of kids, you know? So I can sit in solitude for like 5 days. I remember like, I think it was 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago, I had sent my family off. I'm one of those guys. Yeah. I'd sent my family off. By family, I say the small ones. I've sent them off to go to go and chill with their grandmother for like a couple of days. It was that, long weekend, that 15 day spring break, what. And the kids were gone for like 5 days and best friend was, out of the country as well. So I spent 5 days not saying anything to anyone, like for real. Like I was on leave and I didn't say, like I just spend my time, not unless I'm talking to clients, right? And that's business, right? But apart from that, I'm just quiet. I think it was the most magical time of my life. The only thing that kind of messed it up is the fact that I don't have a television in the room. So I had to camp out in the living room. And then I got a flu from it because the floor was too cold and I didn't have a mattress. So I put a gang of blankets, but clearly didn't do anything. So we're talking about, happiness being an identifier that somebody is not fine. So how do we check if somebody is not fine? Many of us say all kinds of things like depression. When somebody commits suicide, we say things, oh, like depression is real. And also, I'm talking about this because this afternoon we had a memorial service in our family where one of our children had committed suicide, and he's young. He's grade 11. He's a baby. He's a baby, and he committed suicide. And it's so sad. It's so sad because people are sitting there and it's just so sad. And his classmates and his school members and his friends, they came from school and they were dressed with t-shirts, and their principal also came, and the principal came to talk, you know, the principal came to give that speech of, it's Mandume, ne? The school is Mandume. Mandume and them file. Is it Mandume? Yeah, it's Mandume. So he came to give a speech and he came to talk, you know, and he's saying that, he has brought his school. He was first at Mandume. Mandume is a primary school, was Mandume, and then he went to, I don't know, Shifidi or something. Yeah. Then he went to high school. So now he was in high school and he's grade 11. And then the principal of that school and the principal of Mandume also came, and they came to talk, you know, because they've known him ever since he was a boy, because he was basically just being raised by his father, and his father has 8 children. But out of the 8 children, you know, his father went to get him from the village. There are so many sacrifices that his father had done that this boy didn't see. But then there are also signs that we can look at and we can say that, okay, this boy was a happy-go-lucky somebody. He was always happy. But how you can start evaluating this joy as something that you should be alarmed about, right, is when you yourself wouldn't feel happy if something like this was happening to you. We are so hell-bent on positivity, right, that we don't grasp moments that don't involve positivity. Many of us want the world to be ice cream and lollipops, and unicorns that fart ice cream. We want that. We want the world to be like that. But in us wanting that, we tend to overlook, right? We tend to overlook normal behavior and abnormal behavior. Good evening.
Good evening, Madam. Not yet.
Good evening, Tete Buana. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you, ma'am?
I'm fine, thank you.
Inside.
Yes, I am guessing that you have been in hibernation. You have just been
thinking.
Hibernation, hibernation, Yes, oshinamumwe. Ovetofu aponga apato dulu, ovetofu jifango apato dulu, oshimo hairwa ya kumina nangeke. Natutalike kuche, no, natutalike kuche atu isi sidangini.
Hairwa wange mekonjo.
Hairwa mekonjo. Right, yeah.
Da.
Tati njinine.
How has it been, mommy?
I have been good. Tonight we are talking about mood swings. And mood swings.
Mood swings.
Okutumbo shinyenyo.
Yeah? Okutumbo shinyenyo.
Yeah. Osho ashita no nemo shiwambo. Yeah.
Oh, ayo, shono. Oni mayo. Amo andi, amo mo andi, mo na meo.
Mm-hmm.
Do handi moi kendera. I don't take long on these things.
Mm-hmm.
But at sometimes when I'm so under pressure,
mm-hmm.
especially like the assignment, you know, these other things.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you find out that really my mood has changed.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't really change to the level where I will be having some difficulty to relate to other people.
Mm-hmm.
But even myself, you can see that
mm-hmm.
there's some kind of struggle and conflicting kind of situation within me.
Mm-hmm.
And even when that particular time, but that is the time now again that when I'm so under pressure,
mm-hmm.
you find out that I perform also well.
Well, yeah. But mm-hmm. that one could be an addiction, because we sometimes get addicted to that. We become addicted to the pressure. That drives us to excel and to do greater.
Oh, but I don't like that.
Me also, my dear.
But
in normal time, you don't know how to study. In normal time, that's the problem. In normal time, you don't know how to study, but then if you put yourself in pressure, then you know how to study. So sometimes it's gandhi kuvite, man. I could have done this, yes.
You could have done it more earlier than this time.
Uh-huh.
But you had a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to go that side, and then sometimes you just, I'm going to, the assignment is going to be due tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
or this other one. And then you keep on postponing. Mm-hmm. When that time comes out,
yeah.
that's when you find yourself under pressure now.
Yeah. But sometimes mm-hmm. we like the pressure because we don't know how to deal without pressure, actually. We don't know how to, like for me, I don't know how to study without pressure.
You need myself.
Like, no. I'd rather have a lot of pressure. I'd rather have a lot of pressure and then not having pressure at all. Shashino.
I'm telling you, so that means that is the situation I always find myself.
Mm.
And then after you are now done, you say, thank God.
Yeah.
Then you wait again, you wait again. You wait.
Next time, it's the same cycle. The cycle just keeps repeating itself.
But I don't think that's a good pressure.
No, it's not. It's not. And that's why we are frying our minds, that to kanga our minds with all this stress that we give ourselves. And I think that we become addicted to the dopamine hits that we are getting because, our bodies must also releasing chemicals that are going to the brain, to the heart, that adrenaline. So sometimes we like it. But mostly for today or for the time that you called, what I was discussing, is the mood swings and also how we don't recognize moods that we should start recognizing, especially amongst depressed people, especially amongst people that have the idea or suicidal ideation.
Yeah.
Because Tatebwana, what I'm starting to realize is that we identify with, or the person was so sad that why he was suicidal. Or the person he was going through a lot, that's why he was so suicidal. You know? The person is, that's why he's suicidal. We all, with that one, we can relate to that one. But also, right, there are other, that there are other behaviors that are also abnormal that we don't pay attention to. Shashi, no, we like joy. Otuhore enyanyu. So much. Yes, we like joy so much that when somebody is displaying an abnormal sense of happiness and joy, we don't question it. Because if I find you,
we don't question the one that is more negative, the one that has got negative effects on the person.
Yes. Because many of us, right? Many of us, for example, your friend's house burns down, right? And everything was in that house, right? And then you go to them and you go to go and console and to console, to see where you can assist, all of this. You go to them. And then when you get there, and he's drinking, maybe his beer, it's hot, you know, and when you're like, oh, I'm so sorry about your house. And then the person is like, sure, no, it's not a problem, my man. As long as we didn't die. No, we are fine, man. Yeah. Now that one, we like to take it as something that is positive. We think that, Okuri, he's very motivated. But the truth is that, what that person is doing is hiding an emotion.
That is very dangerous.
Yes. And it could be that it's not even intentional. It's unintentional. It's not deliberate that they are speaking motivated. But the question is, if my house burned down, me as the matriarch, if my house burned down, right? The reason I know that I'm not going to come in, I'm not going to commit suicide, right? Because of my house that has burned down with all my things. The reason I know that I won't do that is because, right? I know that, one, I will be definitely devastated.
Yes.
Yeah. I will not be feeling an emotion that is inappropriate for the moment. I know that I would feel devastated. I would, everybody that is coming there, I will tell you the story from the beginning. I will cry like I just told the story for the first time. You know, because that's me going through the emotion, and that is an appropriate response to what is happening to me. But then we find the one now that has a burnt house, and then he's like, "Hey, bwana, ini makai nasha iningi, shamari na tupiramo, shamari na tusa." You know, and it's fine to think like that, but the truth is, you just lost everything. Kuna nande hodirimwe.
At least you have acknowledged that yes, there is
on duty tenai.
But many times now people don't acknowledge. I mean, it's also a part of a coping mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
But then, and that one, like you were saying, it is really, I don't know, because if I tell you my experience, one would say, it's really true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes you see even my house, my children. Sometimes the light is just cut off.
Yeah.
When the water is cut off.
Yeah.
In this situation now, where I am with my little children, my girls, running around, and then me.
Onyembe ako city of Windhoek, Tanshanga, or negotiation, Oh my God. Can't too many manga ponje, my God.
Sometimes it's just done unfairly. Like me, I really suffered. Just now that I say, I sometimes think, this seat of winning me. Sometimes I need to take this to stuff. Because they have been making me suffer.
Emotional damage.
Emotional
damage. No man. You guys, no man.
Mara,
there's no way we can do that without reprimanding our people. So, if you go to your son, and he just bumped his brand new car, and he's saying, you know, at least I didn't die, you know, I'm fine. Nenge tomwa dara akantumba ne friend data yoro. Like, that is where you need to reprimand. You must reprimand him to feel bad.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You must reprimand him to feel bad about what just happened to him so that he can, so that he can feel it. Yes. Yes. Because, every single time we find somebody that something bad has happened to them or something bad is happening to them or they're in bad condition, we find them, speaking motivation, right? We are always happy for them. And then a couple of months later, we find out that they committed suicide. And then we ask, yes, and then we ask things like, oh, but he was so happy.
Yes,
the thing is that it wasn't that he was so happy. You just didn't notice which tragedies didn't require happiness.
Oh, yes.
Shashinong, if matriarch is, it would be me coming to work. Every day after my mother has died, there's no day on this radio when that nduva nai. I spent a lot of time.
That means you are like suppressing.
Exactly. Yes. And, yes. And then one day it just comes out and it's too much. And the worst part about it is that we are going through life where people cannot reprimand happy behavior because we are so obsessed with happiness, right? That when people pretend to be happy or when people are happy in an inappropriate setting, we don't reprimand them for it. We don't even tell our people, which are, no, my dear, you cannot be happy right now. You're not supposed to be happy. So there's something wrong. We don't tell them, kucha, like with me, I don't like those, kandihoro quotes, you understand, you know? I don't like those things of, or quotes. Like, our generation is most having this, inimagino ya full scripture. Eh?
Yeah.
Eh? I mean, I don't like those things, kucha. You know, even David conquered the giant, so I'm going to conquer my life. Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's absolute nonsense. That is for people that don't want to come to terms with what is happening in their lives so that they can move on past it. Now you are spending your whole day, motivational quotes, oh, your whole phone is full of motivational quotes and what, just so that you can escape sadness. Many of us are so afraid of sadness that we tend to happiness, but it's a happiness that is, it's a happiness that is in the wrong place. So a happiness that is in the wrong place, right, is dangerous because as fast as it came is as fast as it's going to go. And then when it goes, who are you left with if not depression?
You know, yesterday, I had a meeting with the psychologist.
Yeah.
And then I could really, I just felt like, but these people are not digging. Just to understand.
Yeah.
This sad part, or even the happiness that comes. And yeah. Things like that.
That's why I would be a bad psychologist. Because
you would be a good psychologist.
Tatebwana, the idea behind psychology is that I must not tell you what to do. I must just assist you to think for yourself. Now I'm not like that. Me, you will not visit me more than 3 times. Me, I will fix you 1, 2, 3, you are gone. I'll see you again in 10 years. Yeah, like straight.
This is the same problem that people are facing that you are focusing.
Yeah.
But for you, I know, and in fact, I was telling my friend, one of my brother, and we went together, this is not like the way we deal with the issues.
In our class.
I mentioned the radio. Uh-huh. Yeah, the issue that people used to talk about all the time. But the what I'm getting here, nothing.
Yes, it's very shallow. It's very shallow. It doesn't have substance.
It doesn't have substance just to dig deep and create some kind of healing process.
Because they don't pride themselves. The problem is that they don't necessarily take up the perspective of let's fix the problem. They want you to do the entire work. And the problem is that you will do the work, but it will also take you a very long time. That's why you find people that are in therapy for 10 years, 20 years, until they die, they're in therapy. You understand? Because it never comes to a conclusion. Now, the problem with me, I see your suffering and me, I know your problem. Me, we will talk about your problem even if it takes 5 hours. We will talk about it and we'll finish it and then we'll come back and revisit. And the third time I'll say, Kucha, it's okay. If you need me, call me. Mara, from here, I don't think you're going to need me a lot anymore. If you shower stuck, I'm going to think. And that's how I would do it. I think we would have better people and more productive people.
When you just talk all the things, especially this time around.
Yeah.
I just feel that we have neglected our responsibility so many times. Then some of our closest friends and good people and things like that, we have just allowed them to die in that manner.
Yes.
Just because we were so much negligent in our responsibility. And sometimes, you see, because there are a lot of questions, you know. And then I have discovered that I was being asked a lot of questions. You know, most of my friends in Windhoek, wherever they are, they were asking me, Tatever, what happened to this?
Yeah.
What happened? I got an answer.
Yeah.
And some of them sit down with me and say, Tatebuena, what do you think that has happened? Then I discovered that, I'm also guilty. And everybody was also guilty. Many people were also guilty. But maybe me, I was more guilty.
Because you guys were day to day. But it's also our obsession. It's our obsession with happiness. We are so obsessed with calmness, right? We are so obsessed with being happy. We are so obsessed with other people being happy and motivated. Instead of allowing people to sit in their grief and their mourn and their torment for a little while so that they can feel it. And then when they are ready, they stand up and then they go. Now on Utashongora, it's like asking a person with a broken leg to keep walking. Eventually septic shock, eventually it's death. And that is exactly what happens. So, when we can identify bad things that are happening, like at the Bwana, for instance, right? For instance, if I found you and you bumped your car, and I get there and I'm like, oh, Tatebwana, what happened? And then you are telling me that, the car was bumped. It's beyond repair now. The car is 2 days old. It was brand new from MNZ. And it's fine. Marongara, when you're shaking, me, I will stop you. I will stop you and I will tell you, Kucha, no, Tatebwana. You must feel your $1 million. Yes. Feel your pain so that, even tomorrow, when you wake up, and you heal. But now, if we are pretending, kucha, oshi inandehama. Esikune, uye hamembo notaukea, natudhimgeni kucha, oshima, ohashimene. Wete shine miko shangea.
Yeah.
It's the same as emotional wounds. It's like a fungus. If you don't clean that fungus once, you come back after 2 weeks, that fungus has what? It has grown. So if we don't deal with this car crash of our brand new car today and tomorrow and the day after, then it's going to come back after 2 years. And then after 2 years, what is going to be there, it's not the same small pain that was there 2 years ago. It's going to be bigger. It's going to be worse. It's going to be rotten. So now you are going to be sitting in a place where you are waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning on the edge of the bed and you're asking yourself questions like, Maro shike, o shike ndinonta.
Oshikini miwi nei ailandu lanje ndarandelo hauto ndio ndihingaro masukugeri gali eh ndaningire shike. Then you start thinking about all the bad things that have happened to you in your life, right? And then you start thinking kucha, why do I even need to be here? And that's where the problem comes in. But if you would have, because now you have that thing of 2 years ago. And then maybe after that, opuno okana kweka drowning mo mea. And then after that, it was maybe the woman left you. And then after that, you lost your job. And then after that, but it's now problem after problem piling up on top of each other. And you have not dealt with anything. And now your bag is so full, it has exploded and everything is all over the place. And now you feel so bad and it is times 1,000 million. And yeah.
You felt bad,
but you must also remember, Kucham, they work with time. There's a difference, okay, let me just blow your mind a little bit, Tatebona. There is a difference between black psychology and white psychology.
I think so.
Okay, white psychology is the psychology that we learn from the books, from varsity, and how to handle it. Now, this is effective in many ways. This is effective in many societies, including our own society, including our black society, including our African society, right? It is effective, especially because there are many scholars that has explained human behavior and the psyche, right? And then you find black psychology.
Yeah.
Black psychology, Tatebwana, is getting to the root cause. Black psychology doesn't necessarily have time for conversation. Black psychology has time for honesty. It has time for brutality. And then it has time for nurture. That's black psychology, right? It has time for brutality, honesty, and nurture. So what is going to happen is that if there is something wrong with you, yeah, your immediate, right, is going to serve as your psychologist. Now, that could be anybody that has an interest in your life as a black man, as a black woman, or as a white man, as a white woman, but we are doing it Pashi Africa because we didn't have black psychologists. We didn't have we didn't have Ndonga psychologists. You understand? We had black psychology, the concept of black psychology. Because if we didn't have black psychology, we wouldn't know how to treat many of the mental ailments or disorders or conditions that we have amongst our people. And those people, right, are the ones that now that are now the psychologists, but they have also passed it on to everybody. So what happens is, I see your behavior. I can be your auntie. I see your behavior in the house. One, I notice kuchabwani tali.
Yeah.
Right? Mehumbo. Shashi no atuhaturile pam. Bwani tali. No, indenimu kemwisane. That's now the beginning of your psychology sessions. Indenimu kemwisane. Ayo kwati tali. Indenimu kemwisane. Na zemo. Kapunontu alana membo janje. Itea aje ulalelo. Nde membo janje. You understand? Exactly. Which is now brutality and truth. Exactly. Brutality and truth. Right? That is what's happening. That is how you get counseled. So they come and collect you. They come and collect you and then you eat. But there are principles to the food. One, onto your popi you are told. Never.
Yeah.
Never. Onto your popi you are told. So your parent or your guardian or your elder will wait for you to finish eating. Why? Because 90% of our bad choices and our bad attitudes and our bad moods are usually caused by hunger. So you must eat first. So when you eat and you are full, and eriro orakufapo, netembandishi rakufapo, then I can now ask you, kucha, would you remember janje ndeo toti toli? Wali pen?
Wali pen?
Eh, oliko mambo peife?
Ne, peva
eh? Eh, Ningoto vae, oliko mambo pay fair. But even the way you would receive it, it's not the same way you would receive it on an empty stomach. Because on an empty stomach, you are very emotional. Because your whole body is working in overtime. Because there's nothing in your stomach. But now, when you are full, you don't take it too personally. Then tomorrow I see kucha or twin nana, you are a little slower than the rest of the kids. That means you are going through something. Right? Then I ask your best friend in the house, kucha, what is happening? Yeah. Then your best friend tells me. Right? But also, there was also a very important principle within our black homes. Never has it been that your parents actually ever tell you who told them what's happening to you. And that is why we could trust our parents. We could trust to tell, to report, ne, and know that we will not be, kaka eshe opapeta. You understand? They will never say kucha ya otarombwe wa kubwana kuchongwe wale ya kamosuka. Never. They will just say kucha ongwe wa ya kamosuka ompadhi yote imona. Nande ompadhi ne imona. They will never tell kucha it's bwana that came to report you ever. Shashino shono o hashidenge omite mumwe membo. So twapumbwa ombili. You understand? So okay, so now, oh, I'm told kucha, opunanga, mbero ita, konjonga, na nikoti waka mbode, and kai, yafanga kai uvite, ye pifo, hakara ge. Okay. So now I know what the problem is. Right? And now I know kucha, oskolo te ita meke mama skugeri gatatu, pangwe okuya gekane omaruho di nakamachona he. Beife, ngae membo, as the elder, as Omvari, as your psychologist, right? What I do is, I start telling you stories about my youth. That's why, tatukantumbeni nendishipo inyanga, let's say hypothetically I'm a man. Tatukantumbeni nepo inyanga ndishi, ngandipo pine kucha, ta! Mungu ndagwe tongwe muno, onkwa ito akumisa nwabona. Onkwa ito nguya, akinja ju tank! Ta, mara shike ne onkwa itangu ya, onsama ne mama hulu mani. Yes. Onsama mama hulu mara kumbo ngonyo ngei. Shai kumbo alo ngonyo njimwe leo o akalala. Omposu njo, o ajevi. Otoki ito alapo. Otopo pine ingaka. But all the kids are there, but this conversation is specific for your child, right? That's going through a depressive episode. Yeah. Then you say kucha, wete kucha onkwa itanguya ndem kwata kongini. Onkwa itanguya nde okusinde jeman. Mara wete kucha ndem kwata kongini. Shashi okuna utsatsa hulu. Ndem kwata ala siku imwe mangara aka kudenga nyenge. Ndem kwata koma hulu nga nguya ndem sita. Nde andin mikisoma vine. Andin likola shashi no. Nga kandali ndi ndi no onko ndomo nyaraka. So ndi ndi na kui. Ndi ndi na kwen dele la. Maro ndi no ndapo. Ndi nanga karu tukanyu ma ndi no ndapo. Andi ti ah. Rock. Andi ndenge moma. Mombwe dule ngamu. Rock. Nga ndi fazi kapo kasho na nga ndi ngalula. Nga ndi ngalula reko. Nga ndi follow lunu andea. Rock. Moma. Moma muusa za huluwe. Mwa rock. Nga kuzampono nga ndatondoka. Twa. Gayo ongula na tango ngero kwa kala kunukiranje watu imu amaluhozi. Mana, onda tara lera kucha. Poru kwezi mpano okuna kuzapwe hama opo ongula itatuka emu. You understand? Yeah. So now you motivate your child that the story that you have told is look for your opponent's weaknesses. And this is now a story that is going to linger in your child's mind. It's not a story of I killed them. No. It is a story of understanding that once upon a time, my father also had a bully, but he found his bully's weaknesses and he worked with it. You understand? So I can now start to, I can either run away or I can either face him or I can either do that. And that is black psychology, because then your child gets into a different mood and then it is solved. You understand? And that is what we had. We had that. When you start doing certain movements as a girl child in the house, certain movements is okutereka kuere nai. Shawa tameka, shawa munwa okana koka kadonaka tameka kutereka kuere nai. Okay, nampataka yusiku.
Yeah.
Shashino shito, kana koka kadonaka simbo, wekalandula keluho. Ano membo munina nturapona tango. Yeah. Osho, that is the common norm of every girl child. No problem. The common norm of every girl child, right, is that the girl child cooks late. The girl child is somebody that you must be pushing constantly, not unless she's a very, very disciplined child. But if it's just your ordinary daughter like Elizabeth, your ordinary daughter, they cook very late. If you want to see, Kujam, there is something happening, especially within the romantic world, right? Then you must evaluate, especially Nyembamuri Konkunda, you must evaluate what time your girl child is starting to cook. If your girl child starts cooking early, then that girl child is going somewhere at night. And there's no way you will know, ne? Because everybody is sleeping that time. And that's how you know. So now when you start seeing this behavior, this is just the part. Don't insult. You guys like swearing. You guys like making the children feel bad. Eh? You start speaking. You start speaking, kucha. Ah, me, when we were younger, you just start speaking like that while you guys are sitting. Now, nyomuhore kundingosho nai, eh? You guys, kesimbo mwayanga kundingosho, you guys don't even see how your kids get pregnant in your houses. You guys don't see how anything happens in your houses. Kamu no hungi porupare in your houses because omuhore kundingosho nai. Kesiko anlara mwakoranye. And that's why you guys can't even govern your children, and you guys can't discipline your children, and you guys can't even be there to see and experience your children or even practice black psychology. Now, this is a term that I'm coining. Eh? I'm the first person to create this, and I call it black psychology. I call it Namibian psychology. I call it Nama psychology. I call it Ndonga psychology. I call it Kwanyama psychology. I call it Herero psychology, Kavango psychology, Caprivian psychology. I mean, Zambezi psychology. I call it African psychology. I call it our kind of psychology because that is how we managed to make it through life, right? Through that form of psychology. It is your parents talking to you or the elders within your household talking to you and talking you through life, but in an indirect manner. So your girl child is starting to cook early. So this is the part where if you want to stop the activities, you can either stay up with them. You can either stay up with them and make sure that wherever they have to sneak out, my dear, not unless wahare umboro the kuru, but you can stay up and then you can start talking. It is just a matter of talking and bringing a few things to light and without naming any names. Like, yeah, pwepu no kakadona kamwe, ta! Nkwetunguno wa we for munshi eh oh shiri kwa, like you tell the stories of what had happened to people that were going the direction in which you think that your children are going, so that it is a warning sign, but it is without suspicion. Because confrontation leads to you enticing and magnifying a situation and romanticizing the situation. You guys are holding children by the arms and the necks and the legs, right? Trying to prevent them from going out there to have coitus. But this is just going to make them want to go out there and have coitus more. But if you guys are talking about Ndirokera, where if you guys are talking about what you see and think is going to happen, and you talk about it, but in a sense of, I feel so bad for her, right? And leave it at that. There is a bulb that goes off, because at the end of the day, your children want to hear from you. They just don't want to hear from you in a harsh tone. They just don't want to hear from you in a direct manner. Not unless your children are specifically asking you, but you have to also be a present parent. You have to notice when your child is in absentia. You need to notice that your child is not, this child is moving funny. You know, you have to notice that. So we're talking about mood swings, and my argument is over joy. My argument is over motivated. My argument is over strong. Now, have you ever met somebody, right, that is extremely strong with everything that they have gone through, where you know that you wouldn't survive? Now, the problem with our society is, and our problem, it's not just our society, but our time. The problem with our time that we are having is that we glorify strength. You know, we glorify strength. We make it seem like it is beautiful. It is amazing for you to be strong. We glorify it. And we say things like, God gives his strongest soldiers his biggest burdens. Who said that? Who told you? Who told you that God gives his strongest soldiers, to fight the biggest battles? Who told you? Or is that something that was invented by some guy that didn't want to face his emotions and then just found a quote for himself and then he just put it out there, and now you guys are running with it for the past couple of years, and you are putting it on your status, because you guys were all going with it and then you guys realized being the strongest soldier sucks. Being the strongest soldier sucks, because soft life is not happening in your life. And now you guys are like, we are retiring from being at the front line of this battle and we don't want anymore. And I hear you and I see you and I experience you and I understand what you guys are going through, right? Mara, to be honest, you guys keep saying things to dupe you. You guys keep putting yourself in Jedi situations, like being strong. Now, I understand, right, that we are African and most of our sayings to console one another is strength. You know, be strong. When your whole entire family is wiped off by one drunken driver, your whole entire set of children, your whole entire partner, even your mother, everyone is wiped off of this earth, right? The people will come and tell you to be strong. Like, for real, for real. I had a friend of mine, right? She came back from school one day, and when she walked into the house, her entire family had been gunned down in Walvis Bay. She has not been able to live inside that house, and she's basically renting that house out and living in Cape Town. Because her whole entire family, and when I say whole entire family, I mean whole entire family, because they were colored and they were all there. It's mother, it's grandmother, it's grandfather, it's auntie, it's uncle. Everybody was there and they were all wiped out by some guy. Some guy that just came and opened fire. Like, literally what you guys see in American schools is what happened in her household, right? And you guys say, be strong, matriarch. Don't worry, kapunashikukuti ashikoro.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and Enyaku.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the Aha.
Lipura nengelo wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tete opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okupitira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora etatimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile konderewa vera hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu o mafilane Eagle FM.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Today I'm asking you guys, why are you so happy? Today's Thursday. Why are you so happy? Something tragic just happened to you, and why are you so happy? I'm just asking. Now, when I think of things that we should look out for as human beings, I think that we should look out for inappropriate emotion. Inappropriate emotion and inappropriate laughter, inappropriate behavior or emotions towards certain situations. And that is what I need us to just look at. You know, we're talking about mood swings, but just look at it. So my theory is that many of us don't see depression within our people. We don't see suicide coming. We don't analyze people because we are so obsessed with happiness. We are so obsessed with happiness. We are so obsessed with positive vibes only. We're so obsessed with strength only. We are so obsessed with motivational quotes and motivational videos and motivation. We are so obsessed with it that when we see somebody that is going through a tragedy and they say things like, no, I'm keeping on, you know, I'm keeping on, you know, I'm growing strong by day, you know, I'm fine, I'm getting there, you know. Or I'm very motivated, you know, I'm very what? When we see that, we don't click that maybe this person needs a moment to be snapped back to reality. Many of us have the capabilities to snap each other back to reality. We just have to say it. We just have to say, "Kuja, my brother, if it were me, I would feel bad." Because if you can tell somebody that if it was me, I would feel bad, then they would know that, okay, so yeah, but people are not the same. People are very argumentative, right? And we become defensive about ourselves and our situations. So I would say that, if I was the one that's going through what you went through, I would not be fine. I would not be fine. I would take some time to heal. I would take some time to understand, and I would just feel it for a while, and then I would get up. I would get to a point where I know I am not okay, and then I'll work towards becoming okay without trying to sugarcoat it. You can find somebody. It's like finding somebody that got bumped by a car and then they have a broken hip, a broken leg, and a dislocated shoulder. And they get up and they're like, no, I'm perfectly fine. No, like, you know, life is just like that. You know, they are runaway, they are hit and runs all the time. And, you know, when you look at this person, you know that that is not the behavior that they're supposed to be having. One, they are supposed to be angry. They're supposed to be angry that somebody hit them and chose to run away. What if they killed you? You're supposed to be upset. It's your life here. Like, you ruined my life, and I'm just supposed to be happy. No. But when you see somebody not actually addressing the anger that you would feel, you have to ask yourself, if it were me that's going through this, that my friend is going through, right? Would I be happy? Or would I be motivated? You have to ask yourself that question. And when you give yourself an honest answer, then you will know that your friend is not fine. Because most of us are wired the same. Most of us. Not unless there's something completely different and something completely up or down with you. Most of us are wired the same. Most of us feel bad when our things fail. Most of us feel bad when we fail. Most of us feel bad when we are wronged. Most of us feel bad when we wrong others, right? Mara, a person that's saying, kucha, it's just part of life, right? Ouna kuntararwati. Kucha, your whole entire household just passed away. You can't say that, ah, no, life is just like that. Teenagers, please stop drinking alcohol because life is just, No. First, you're going to be devastated. There are elements where you can understand, which I know this person is just in shock, right? But you must not encourage it. You must not encourage it. You must allow it. So I have a friend of mine that her dad recently passed away. Right. And, when she called, because we are very giddy people, we're like, giddy, 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 giddy. We're very funny. So we also share like the same sense of dark humor. And in any situation, we'll find humor in it. So she called and she's like, hey, twinny, like we are twinning now. Both our dads have passed away. Like we're twinning. And yes. This is funny because it's too soon. You know, it's too soon for us to make this joke. So that's what makes the joke funny because it's too soon. Like, whoa, no, it's too soon. We're still, you know, it's too soon. And, my instant feeling towards the situation was when you burn out, allow. When that crash comes, because you might not feel it right now because there's so much happening and you are so focused. But when it comes, let it come. Because what happens is that, especially with mourning and with grieving, right? Sometimes we go through this phase where we don't really know where we are. We just automatically fill the shoes of what we are supposed to be. We fill our roles. So if you are Mesheri, you're just Mesheri. If you're Tate Nguzi, you're just Tate Nguzi, you know, you just hold the family together. You just run everything. You get the programs, you get the t-shirts, you get the bottled water. You start talking to tombstone people. You just get the ball rolling because that's your role in the family, you know? But then there comes a time where the dust has settled and everybody has gone back to their ordinary lives and you are now left with your emotions. So sometimes we break down. Sometimes we grieve. Sometimes we mourn. Sometimes we find ourselves in that moment of, oh my God, like this person is really gone. It's like a veil has been lifted from our eyes because the whole time we're just walking around blind. It's like a veil has been lifted and then the realization comes in and it hits you hard. And then you start not coping with the reality of things and you start wanting to call the person. You start wanting to talk to the person. You start looking at pictures. You start grieving, right? But some people bypass that phase. Now, I know that you are going to be okay if you are in pain. I know. I know that you're going to be okay if you're in pain. I know that you're going to survive if you're in pain. I know that you're going to be absolutely wonderful when you can lay in bed and just feel bad. Where it's not about doing anything. Where somebody else must just take over the seat for today, just for today. You know, if it's picking up the kids, let somebody else do it. If it is going to work, calling sick. If it's just not feeling like doing anything and just feeling like just laying in your pain, right? I can understand that. I can understand you going through that. I can understand even you going through that in a long time, for a long time. I can understand that. Because I know that when you are done with this, you are going to come back bigger and better. It's going to be like a rebirth of you where you're going to shed the old skin and you're going to rise like the phoenix from the ash. That's what happens when you allow things. But then there are some people that don't allow themselves to be within that. So they have this constant joy. Like they are just known as happy people. Now, happy people are dangerous. And that's why we have so many happy people. Today, the person is making a video like, yo, so we're going to be having a show on Wednesday. So you guys better come through in numbers and it's going to be banging and it's going to be wow. And it's going to be wow. And you know, and then tomorrow doesn't even make it. And then they are gone. Right. And they took themselves out and you're wondering, but when the person was so happy, did we look at their happiness? Did we scrutinize their happiness? Scrutinizing somebody's happiness is asking yourself the question of, if I was this person, would I be happy? And if your answer is no, right? Then there is where it starts. Then there is where you can start drilling, which, if it were me. And I know that some people are very sensitive. And I know that some people are very secretive. And some people are very in denialish. And some people just don't want to be vulnerable. And some people just don't want to be seen as having a tough time. But identifying that you see them, I think that that can assist them in one way or another. And I don't think it's something that you should say in a bad way or drill it. It's just telling the person, take a breather. Take some heart, you know, relax, calm down, rest. And in this, they can maybe find their stepping. But we are very obsessed with happiness. So when we see people happy and when we see them coping and when we see them continuing with their lives and doing the most with their lives, we get happy about it. And the emotion that we should have is not happiness. It's worry. Because what will happen the day that this person actually realizes, ne, that what happened to them was bad? What happened to them touched them. What happened to them was something that they need to cry about. Something that they need to talk about. Something that they need to, like, even though you understand it, it's still bad. You know? So just to feel that, kucha, yeah, I know inimake inashe iningine, mara, this was so bad. This took so much from me. I feel so bad, you know? And let us feel bad today. Let us allow ourselves to feel bad today. And thank God that the storm is over. So that's why we're talking about mood swings. And I'm starting the campaign of check your people's happiness. Check them. Check them for their happiness. Ask questions like, why are you so happy? You know? You cannot fail. You cannot fail an entire class and you say things like, yeah, but life is just like that. You know, we keep it moving. We'll do it again next year. And you are not putting everything into consideration. I'm not saying sulk about it. I'm saying feel bad. Feel bad and let it go. But if you never feel bad, you will never let it go because you didn't even acknowledge and see what was happening to you in order for you to say that, oh, you know what? I do feel bad. So the number in studio is 0832888401. Ladies and gentlemen, we have our final ticket for the whiskey festival or for the whiskey event, right? And the question is, where will it take place? Where will it take place? Where will the whiskey air tasting festival take place? So that is the only question I have. So you guys can call in and answer that question. The number in studio is 0832888401. And I will be waiting. So the reason that I'm promoting this also is I'm just wondering, are you guys not tired of spending your own money in alcohol? Are you guys not tired of spending your own money in fun activities? So how about you just use that last $2, you win yourself a ticket, you go and drink the whiskey, eh? Because of your ticket, you go and drink your whiskey and then it's a sharp mousse. Then you are fine. Maybe they might even give you like a doggy bag or something. You never know at these whiskey things. I went to, what is it? Hurt Constantia. is a vineyard in the Western Cape. Is it Western? Yeah, it's in the Western Cape. And this vineyard, you go wine tasting, right? So at the time when we went wine tasting, I was sober. I was like, ah, brah, like, yeah, ne. Like, how do you go to a vineyard when you are sober? Everybody had so much fun because they were drinking so much alcohol and it was variety upon variety. White wine, rosé, dark red, what? It's a vineyard. So luckily, part of the souvenirs that they gave us was, wine glasses, and I still have mine, and I'm enjoying my water. I'm enjoying my cool drink in my glass that's written Groot Constantia. So maybe, just maybe, if you're gonna get there, there might be fun freebies that you might be getting. So call in and answer the question on where it will be. It is where, Penny, where will it be held? The number in studio is 083-288-401. Please do call in for the last and remaining ticket of the Whiskey Tasting Festival party. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about mood swings, and we said that mood swings are a rapid, unpredictable shift in emotion that can range from normal fluctuations to severe episodes of sadness or euphoria. While occasionally mood swings are more part of life, frequent, intense, or disruptive changes may signal an underlined issue such as hormonal shifts, stress, lack of sleep, medication side effects, or a mental health condition like depression or bipolar. If mood swings negatively impact your day-to-day life, you should consult a healthcare practitioner to determine the cause of your mood swings. So we were saying, what can cause mood swings? We talked about hormonal changes. We talked about stress and lack of sleep. We also talked about diet and lifestyle, missing meals, excessive caffeine or alcohol consumption can trigger shifts. Medication. Some prescribed medication can have mood-altering side effects. So there are different types of medication that you get. So there are some medications that are locked up in a vault, and there are some medication that you can buy over the counter. It just depends on how it reacts with your body or your psyche. A mental health condition. Frequent and intense mood swings can be a symptom of a depression, anxiety, or bipolar. I'm not a medical doctor and I'm not diagnosing you. I'm just saying that maybe, just maybe, you should have it checked out if it is that serious. As long as it's something that might be affecting your friendships, your relationships, your day-to-day life. If your life is not lifing because of your mood swings, then maybe you should have a professional check that out. Not just the matriarch. I'm a professional radio presenter. Okay? Not a professional psychiatrist. All right. When should you see a doctor if you think that it's time to see a doctor? If you are thinking whether it's time to see a doctor or it's not time to see a doctor, let's speak about it. Seek professional help from a doctor or mental health practitioner if your mood swings are 1. Intense or extreme, such as from euphoria to deep despair. How can you be happy and then all of a sudden you are hopeless and you are in despair? Like, I know. Like, what? You're up here and then you're down here in a blink of an eye. There must be something that's not ayoba. Frequent or prolonged. Lasting for long periods or occurring very often. So if your mood swings are lasting for long periods, so say now you are angry for like a whole 2 hours, right? Nothing triggered it. Nothing happened. You are just mad. And now you're just mad and you can't unmad yourself. You can't un-angry yourself. Even if the issue is resolved and it's past and it's whatever, even if there was no issue in the first place, it just takes long for you to not be angry anymore. That's maybe a symptom. Or let's say that your mood swings are happening all the time. For example, you walk out of here and you're mad. You walk out of here and you're unhappy. You walk out of here, you are happy. You walk out of here and then you get back to normal, and then after 10 minutes again, then you are moody. After that, it swings to another emotion. It swings from emotion to emotion to emotion. And then all of a sudden, you are deeply sad. The type of sadness that you even cry tears, mkwetu, like real tears. You are crying, snot and trana, and you feel bias leg. You feel very, very, very bad. Like, And then number three is disruptive. Ooh, something that's disrupting you. Something that is hindering you. Negatively impacting your work, relationships, or your daily life. So, you can't go to radio because you're so depressed and you're so sad and you're in despair or you're so outraged. You're so whatever. The only time, and that's why I say that we are deeply obsessed with happiness, because it's okay when you are doing something, right? And you are extremely happy. Like if we are saying that you just get outbursts of unregulated and unwarranted or untriggered happiness, right? After each other, you get happy, you get sad, you get despaired, you get what. And it's often and it's frequent and it's long. And you work, right? The negative impact of being extremely happy is maybe not concentrating, right? Not concentrating, but also in that moment, euphoria. In that moment, you don't really feel it. Sometimes you make mistakes when you are extremely happy. Sometimes you overstep when you are extremely happy. Sometimes you touch big people's shoulders. Eh, when you are extremely happy, and maybe you might not even notice it. Maybe you might not even see it, but then all of a sudden big people don't want to be sitting around you, or they don't want you to be, accompanying others to their houses, and you don't understand why, if you are a very friendly person. And big people have a tendency of, adults have a tendency of never telling you what's wrong, because they would rather stay away from you than tell you what you are doing wrong. And it happens a lot, especially if people are not your family members. I don't owe that child an explanation. So I'm not going to tell that child, Kuja, I don't want you coming around me because I feel like you're too chummy with seniors. And you are here, like, I don't like that, and I don't want to associate with you. And that's exactly what happens. But with happiness, it's very difficult for us to trace it back to a negative aspect in things, because it's just, we overlook happiness. We overlook happiness a lot. We overlook excessive happiness. Like, oh, matriarch is always just on pa, bra. Like, pa, pa, pa. Yeah, says that, wah, wah, wah. Says that, wake up. Says that, ha, 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 ha. Yeah, whoa. Yeah. We don't look at excessive happiness as a problem. And as a result, we are always asking the same question. Why? Why? Why did you commit suicide? Everybody loved you. Why? You know, we all ask why, but part of the answers is in our unhealthy relationship with joy, our unhealthy relationship with happiness, our unhealthy relationship with motivation, our unhealthy relationship with keeping things moving and going. Time waits for no man, my dear. Oh, I know that my wife divorced me and took all my kids and then moved back to the Scandinavians. I understand. And you know, now I'm living in the Kramatulas, you know, because we had to sell the house and I lost everything. But we keep it moving. Like, ah, no. Like, yeah, no. You can't tell me such a sad story and end it with "we keep it moving." What I would appreciate as a friend is you telling me all of that, and I'll be like, okay, I can understand. But this thing of, yeah, we keep it moving, my dear. Yeah, no problem. Hey, yeah, man. Like, I'll pick myself up, man. Like, yeah. And then the day that you realize where you are and what's happening to you comes, you don't know how to handle it because you've been hiding behind your sayings so much. And I'm not saying that we are aware when we do it. I'm not saying that it is intentional. I'm not saying that this is exactly how you are, you people. You guys keep doing this. I'm saying that we as outsiders, we as your assistants, we as the people that must assist one another, we must start noticing an unhealthy pattern when it comes to being happy. Because every single person's story is told in that light. Except for the ones that were severely depressed, you know, the ones that were, you know, laying in bed and they became a flight risk. And we do have those people that become a flight risk where you can't leave them alone because you don't know if you're going to come back to the house with an alive person, or you can't just let them wander in their thoughts. So every now and then you go there and you have a conversation with them because you're taking care of them in that way. There's now a difference between those ones and then the one that doesn't need assistance, the one that is continuing life like nothing happened, waking up early in the morning, just doing their thing, you know, and we think that, oh yeah, I'm really so happy, ne? Matriarch didn't crash, you know, she didn't feel like she didn't become depressed, you know, when her friend just went crazy, you know, I'm so happy, you know, I'm so happy that she lost a whole entire set of sisters, you know, and she's still fine, you know, she's still laughing and she's happy still. Like, hey, you must be careful for those ones, because those ones are the same people that are crying themselves to sleep at night, ne? And they're crying themselves to sleep at night. If you're crying yourself to sleep at night, that's okay. Keep crying until you don't want to cry anymore. Keep crying until the cry is finished. That's it. Go through the motions, go through the wave. I think that many of us don't like sadness, so we try and keep dancing to the tune. It's like keeping a party alive. It's like keeping a dead party alive. It's dying. The party is dying out. It's getting late. Drinks are finished. People are going home. People are tired. And you are just trying to keep the party going. That's what we're doing. And sometimes the party is long gone, but we are holding on to it. So crying yourself to sleep at night is okay. Crying yourself to sleep at night because nobody understands you, that's something. The question is, do you understand yourself? Do you understand what just happened to you? Do you understand what you are going through? Do you understand that this is something bad and you are allowed to feel the way you are feeling? You are allowed to be sad about what you're going through. You're allowed to. If anything, I would encourage you to be sad about what you're going through. And then after that, you can let it go. You can say like, yo, I had such a tough time. So when somebody asks again, somebody important to you, you say, yeah, I think I'm okay now. You know, I'm getting better. I had such a tough time, but as time is going, I'm getting better. Now that's an honest answer. If you really are getting better, if you're not getting better, you can just reach out for help. We'll help you. We want you here. We'll help you. So, if your mood swings are disruptive, right? This is negatively impacting your work. Maybe let's go with happiness, right? An excessive, surge of happiness that just comes through. So you're just happy-go-lucky here on the radio and you are just talking the whole entire time and you're not even focusing on the computer. And then while you are talking, the ad is also talking in the background. That means you're not focused and you don't hear the ad playing in the background. That is negatively impacting your work because you're supposed to be paying attention, not just talking and laughing and having a good time, right? You're supposed to be paying attention to that. And with sadness is you not showing up for work at all. You're not showing up for work because you're so sad you can't even get out of bed. Or you being so angry with what colleague, eh? And then you decide that you're not going to do your work or you're not going to do the presentation or whatever because you are so angry and you are so what. And then at the end of the day, your work suffers, right? And relationships where somebody says, I can't do this anymore. You are difficult. You are difficult means that, oh, you are so moody. I don't know who you are for the day. I don't know what you're going to give me. I don't know what you're going to display. Are you going to be sad? Are you going to be happy? Are you going to be angry? Are you going to be depressed? Are you going to be irritable? Are you going to be irritated by everything? Are you going to be having a frown your whole entire time? Like the whole entire time. And this is something that, I think, for me, how you physically look, like your facial expressions, determines what I am going to be around you. And we can call it conditioning, right? Because as children, especially, those that grew up in abusive households, right? You could have a verbally abusive parent or physically or emotionally, financially, whatever form of abuse. What happens is that, You start to condition yourself. You start to fit into the boxes that are put out there. So part of the boxes that you have to fit into is your unstable or unpredictable parent's emotion. So if you have a parent that comes into the house with a belt and just starts beating, what would normally happen is that you start knowing that this happens. So what happens now when your mom comes home with a belt? Like the minute she opens the door, right? One, the house is spotless. Two, you are not in the sitting room. Three, she finds you doing homework. So that you can avoid her getting angry and her beating you, for example. Right? So those are like how your environment now conditions you into being a certain way, but you were not actually meant to be like that. Or, also trying to make the abusive party happy. So you start learning what makes the abusive party happy. So if you have like a dad that comes from work and he usually asks for tea and it takes very long and what. So what would happen is that when you hear your dad come in, walking in, the first thing you do is have his cup of tea over there. And you also ask to take his briefcase or whatever. And then you give him the remote so that he can watch TV, so that he can just, it's like a child. So he can just keep quiet and not beat up anybody. You know, it's like that. So that's how we become with our emotions and keeping our emotions. And it's like conditioning. So that little element is the unpredictability of your emotions. Right? Is what can ruin your relationships because nobody wants to be in a relationship with somebody that I was talking to you nicely right now and then I call back in 20 minutes and they're, you know, like we didn't fight, we didn't argue, nothing. We're just supposed to be happy. But now you're like, yeah. Like how? Like I thought we are happy. Like, so that, like, those kinds, that's what can also ruin your relationship. And then also your day-to-day life. It can, if this is now affecting you in your day-to-day life with work and with relationships and with family members and with household tenants and imagine having a landlord that has mood swings. So one minute your landlord is talking to you nicely and she's happy and she's fine. And then tomorrow she walks past you like you don't exist. Like, hello, ma'am. Like, you know, and you just walk off. And last but not least is accompanied by other symptoms like, went to see a doctor, right? Accompanied by other symptoms like loss of, interest in enjoyable activities, like you don't like anything anymore, and reckless behavior or thoughts of death. Reckless behavior is you starting to have sex with people without a condom, random people, just drinking all over the place, and it is just not having a necessarily, not having a care towards yourself necessarily. That, dear buddies, is also, right, a form of self-abuse. So, ladies and gentlemen, I bid you guys farewell in this lovely, lovely Tuesday evening. And none of you guys won the ticket. Please call in, eh, and win the ticket so that you can go whiskey tasting. People have been winning tickets. We were given tickets as Eagle FM to give away to you guys, and you guys didn't wash up, man. The number in studio is 0832-888-401 in case you would like to holler at your girl to win the ticket. Oh, last minute, while I am just sorting us out. But before that, before anything, I say bye. Bye, guys. See you tomorrow, ne? Shab, ne?
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any other
station. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the R.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the R.
The queens, the ladies, tupopingane timia, oshongane Julia Hita. Mbono kwa hiyo tufarangane moroe ndo kutameka po tunjoni miongo mbali. Sigo po paife ngane po 11 o'clock. Mwangane da kusa kongane wangajonga ndi yakura kongane mbako. Ashakuchu wangane po halui hapu nangarwa. Kine ya kwe tuyumbu kongane orufurao. Orufura karako oranje ngane paife. Gae tatukarangane pamwe kutameka ngane mo paife ngashinge ipo 11.